We have in the United States three holy wars. I mean, wars in which there seems to be a justification for these wars, because they all involved fighting some evil. The Revolutionary War, the evil of British occupation of the colonies. Civil War, the evil of slavery. World War II, the evil of fascism. All of these are very bloody wars. In the Civil War, 600,000 people die in the Civil War. 600,000 people in a country of 35 million. That's equivalent to 6 million people dying in the Civil War today. World War II, 50 million, at least 50 million people die in World War II. And since those things happened, that independence was won, slavery was overthrown, slavery was done away with, sort of. And it's complicated. Fascism was defeated, sort of. Sort of. You know? When you think about it.
It was dealt a blow.
Huh?
It was dealt a blow.
No. But it's hard to imagine those good things happening another way. Hard to imagine that maybe slavery could have, and we didn't want slavery to continue, maybe slavery could have been ended in the United States without 600,000 people dead. John Brown, a year before the Civil War, tried to start a slave insurrection. Generally, an insurrection is less bloody than a war. a rebellion of the people who really are oppressed, instead of a government coming in and create huge war. John Brown was executed for trying to do that, executed by a combination of the federal government and the Virginia government. It's ironic. They execute John Brown, who had killed maybe a dozen people, maybe. They execute John Brown for trying to do what the government then says it set out to do, or eventually did, and 600,000 died. They've just executed John Brown to try and do the same thing in a more limited, more focused way, really. But my point is, there are three holy wars, and they all look as if they had to be fought, and a civil war, too. But